Hello and welcome to this brand new series brought to you by Suriname Airways. Travel time with Suriname Airways. I'm your host, Jason Bell. And with me to open the batting, so to speak, is our first guest, Bajan content creator, Sabrina Lee.
Yes, good morning, please. Sabrina. Good morning. How are you?
I am grateful. I'm so glad to see you in person.
Yes.
Because I've seen you in pixels before now, but it's really good to see you in person. So let's get started right there. Tell us a little bit about how you began as a Bajan, pardon the phrase, influencer, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So, you know, most girls want to be doctor, lawyer. I wanted to be an actress.
Nice.
So from a small island, Barbados, I didn't think it would happen. YouTube came around. Yes. You know, the era of YouTube where anybody could be anything once you uploaded.
Yep.
So I realized people didn't want to see a day in my life. They wanted to see Bajan Barbados content. So people from the diaspora, people who've been here, people who have, who are interested in coming, people who've been but can't get back, they love the content. Nice. So I kept doing it and it just evolved from there.
Beautiful. Yeah. So how long have you been in the content creation game? I know YouTube started maybe 20 years ago. Surely you weren't in it since 20 years ago.
No.
Okay, so that's a little bit longer.
I'd say Bajan Lifestyles has been around for, I think, now 11 years.
11 years,
yeah.
Whew. All right, let's tell the listeners where they can see Bajan Lifestyles.
Oh, Bajan Lifestyles is on everything. So we've got TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Not on Snapchat, but I think as everything, right?
Yeah.
That's about it. And I have my own website as well, so it's www.bajanlifestyle.com.
Right.
Yes.
But the social media handle is what?
Bajan Lifestyle.
So then, like, how did you connect with Suriname and Suriname Airways?
That seemed like a coincidence, but everything happens for a reason. So on one of my assignments to film for BTMI, the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc., I happened to go to the Naniki Festival where they had a Taste of Suriname.
Nice.
And I met Cindy, who I now call my Suriname Mama, because she made everything happen. She planned the schedule. She started out everything. She is literally my mama because I am so particular with like notes and schedules and what happens. And she was everything to a T.
Nice.
She did everything perfectly for me.
Nice.
Right. So we talked a bit. You know, obviously she asked me, so what do you do here in Barbados? So we just kind of chatted on what I do in Barbados and what they're doing, their goal to promote Suriname to the Caribbean, to the world. And my goal, which now has expanded from, because my slogan is, give you your best of Barbados and all of its hidden treasures and the Caribbean now.
Ah.
So I want our Caribbean people to expand their thoughts when they think of travel. Not just Miami, not just New York, no shade, I've been there.
Yeah.
But we have such a rich culture and so many beautiful and diverse Caribbean countries that we need to travel. Inter-Caribbean travel is needed.
A common misconception, as I've come to see it now, is that, well, inter-Caribbean travel is so expensive, you could as well put a couple of dollars more and enter North American city here or European city there. Tell us a little bit more about how that particular myth has been dispelled for you, if that was a myth at all for you, and what your experience is specifically with Suriname.
Okay, so I will take it along the lines of connecting to culture and history. Again, no shade, Barbados. I will be bold enough to say we are losing our culture. We already had a hard time knowing what our true culture was, through slavery and through
colonialism and all the rest of it. Yeah.
So I think as a people, to move forward, we need to connect with our past. We need to connect with our brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Even if you're not, because this is a big one. When you go to Miami, what are you going to do? You're going to shop and eat.
Basically, yeah.
That's it. You can
maybe
shop
go
and
to
eat.
Busch Gardens.
You can do what?
Maybe go to Busch Gardens. Maybe go on the train. Maybe go
exactly.
To, maybe go to Disney World. But basically shopping and eating,
Yes. You can do that anywhere in the world. But to enrich your mind, your spirit, and your soul to connect with your Caribbean brothers and sisters, I feel is essential. I feel we're disconnected and we are so small but so powerful that it can only get stronger if we connect with each other. to be honest. And then Suriname.
I could see the passion. I could see the passion in you saying that.
Listen,
I could feel it.
Suriname, you know it. You probably know better than I do, but the diversity of culture, ethnicities, and food, everything. It is an explosion of culture. And maybe someone might not connect to the word culture, but maybe then the word family. I felt at home in Suriname. They say Bajans friendly, but Surinamese people are so genuine.
Yeah.
They are genuinely sweet and nice. And I felt safe. I felt at home. I felt like Alice in Wonderland. Wow. I did not want to leave.
Did you know that Suriname is a relatively small country on the northern end of South America with Guyana, French Guyana, and Brazil as neighbors? It's quite literally the most forested country in the world, with over 90% covered by dense Amazon rainforest. The country teems with diverse wildlife and opportunities for adventure. In many places in Suriname, the only way to get around is via light aircraft or pirogue, a type of small boat, up and down rivers like the Corentyne, the Marowin, the Copanam, and the Suriname River, after which the country is named. With the river names such as these, you'd be correct in guessing that it is a country with colonial links to the Netherlands, as well as a strong connection to the Amerindian peoples whose presence dates back thousands of years. Their influence, along with that of many others, like the Africans, Chinese, Javanese, and Indian people brought there, has resulted in a unique fusion of languages, cuisines, and cultures. Truly a dream destination. Do you dream to take a trip to someplace amazing this summer? Consider a business or leisure trip to Suriname, South America's hidden treasure, with Suriname Airways. With twice weekly service to their vibrant and historical capital, Paramaribo, via Georgetown, Guyana. And round trip fares from $369 in economy. Make Suriname Airways your choice for an exciting experience. Visit flyslm.com today or contact your travel agent. Suriname Airways, your dream destination, our trusted wings. Okay, so Sabrina, how long were you actually in Suriname?
It felt like too short a time. Mm-hmm. It was Wednesday to Sunday and 3 full days I got, to be honest.
Nice.
Thanks to Suriname Airways, of course.
Yeah, and they have 2 services on Wednesdays and Sundays direct from Barbados.
Exactly.
So you don't have to go up to go back down. Because you know, there's some parts of the Caribbean that unfortunately don't have that connectivity.
No. Yeah.
So you have to fly through. Again, no shade to Miami, but the same Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically flying over the island that you want to get to.
To then come
right back down.
No.
They should have like parachutes or something, you know? Anyway, so Wednesday to Sunday is when you went, and it was an amazing experience.
It was.
You can even see it on your face.
Yes.
Listeners, I wish you could see her beautiful face and how bright and cheerful it is talking and reminiscing about Suriname.
I loved it, honestly. Yeah. I love to travel, but Suriname took it to a new level for me. Back to Suriname Airways.
Yes.
They have a very short flight. I was so surprised. How is it so short a flight to get from Barbados to Suriname? I think it was maybe 2.5 hours. And that's with a quick stop
in Georgetown, Guyana. Correct.
So, little plug there.
Yes.
If you want to go to Guyana, you could take that same flight. Or if you're in Guyana and you want to come to Barbados,
you could come on Suriname Airways.
You can take that flight. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So then to actually get down to the city center from the airport is a bit of a drive.
Mm-hmm.
But travel days aside, what would you say? Well, give us 2 more highlights. And then I want to talk about a couple of the challenges of Suriname.
Okay.
Okay? So tell us a couple more highlights of Suriname. What about the food? What about the people?
The food is amazing. Absolutely love it.
Yes.
I had this thing. Oh my gosh. I think it's called cock.
Yes.
I also had wash.
Yes.
That one, I'm not sure. I think wash is similar to our pudding from pudding and sauce.
Yeah,
but they encase it like we previously did
In like a sausage casing.
Exactly.
Right.
But for me, they cook so with root vegetables, so much of it. I never thought I would like cassava that much.
Yeah.
But they definitely did me well. I had fried catfish.
Nice.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of other unknown, I cannot pronounce fish.
But it was good.
It was amazing. I loved it. Oh, and the birds are so beautiful. You know, like we only have like brownish, blackish kind of birds. Yeah. But they have so many vividly beautiful types of... Oh, and it also... Okay. Pink dolphins.
Yes, yes.
I was freaking
out. So river dolphins, to be clear. Yes. Wow. Yeah.
Pink river dolphins, that they're beautiful. It was so majestic. Honestly, when I said I feel like Alice in Wonderland, it truly is because it is so magical. It's a magical place.
So were there any particular challenges or things that surprised you going to Suriname?
I didn't think it would be so hard to pick up the language, Dutch. That was a bit much for me.
Okay.
But the good thing is that most people speak English and Dutch.
Ah.
Yes. And by the last day, I could hear my accent,
yes,
my twang changing a little.
Yeah, you call that immersive language. So maybe a couple more weeks and you've been speaking,
you know, right?
If not in Dutch properly, maybe in Suriname Tongo, which is their, what you would call lingua franca. It's like a their everyday street talk, you know? So cool. Yeah. Excellent. As we come out to the end, because we could talk about Suriname
forever. Maybe for...
So what would you recommend, Sabrina, to the listeners? And then the last question I'm going to ask you, and I give you in advance, sum up your experiences in three words. Gosh. So what would you recommend to someone considering a trip with Fly SLM?
Okay. Well, let's start with Suriname Airways. Beautiful plane. Amazingly friendly people.
Yes.
I love the in-flight staff. Yeah. They're amazing.
Yep.
Great space. Lots of rooms. So if you're a tall guy, like you right here, you got leg room, yeah?
And I understand that they have business class as well.
And they do. I loved it. Full three-course meal. I enjoyed that.
Three-course meal?
Yes, please.
Well, you don't get three-course meals on some long-haul flights.
Well, apparently so. Apparently so, but not with Suriname Airways. All right, okay, yes, okay. And the prices are amazing. So I think, if I'm correct, the price to Barbados to Suriname and vice versa is slightly cheaper or on par with going to Miami. So you can't complain it's too expensive.
Right.
One.
Right.
Two, they have, for those who want shopping, there are shopping opportunities.
Yes.
And let me tell you, the US dollar goes very far.
35 to 1.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
I felt like a queen. I was rich. I was living my best life. Okay.
A Surinamese millionaire.
Yes, I was. So they're shopping for you, and their brands are there.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got all the big name brands. So all those brands in Lime Grove, they are there and more. But if you're an adventurer like me, because I'm a bit of both, get to the inland. River rafting, going on the boats with the locals, going for a trip through the Amazon people. Yeah. You're going into the Amazon.
Just another fun fact for the listeners, 90 plus percent of their land is covered by Amazon rainforest.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I didn't get bite by any mosquitoes, okay? No mosquito bites, people.
We must speak on that. It is amazing to hear that for such a forested land that you don't have that sort of mosquito issue.
When you go inland and deeper inland,
you
get bite. But when I stayed at, Yau Yau Atili, I was not being bitten by mosquitoes.
Right.
But in my home, in St. James,
oh boy,
I'm constantly being bitten.
Right,
I'm fighting with them.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
So, and the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
The vaccine.
You should let people know that you do need a vaccine. It's the yellow fever vaccine.
Yes. And don't get frightened.
Yeah.
I didn't have any symptoms. Everything was fine. And you can get it from the
local polyclinic.
Yep.
Yeah.
For a very reasonable $25.
Yeah,
$25. Yeah.
So basically, you buy your ticket, you get a vaccine or show proof of vaccination for the yellow fever, and you're ready to go.
You're ready to go.
And we're going to finish with this last question.
Yes.
Sum up your experience, Sabrina Lee, in three words only. I'm very straight with my three words. Your experience of Suriname.
It is a whole new world. I'm going to just leave it there. I'm not even going to try to fight. New
world.
It's a whole new world.
Well done.
Like I was in a movie. It expanded my concept of the world and people and the way people live. Oh my gosh. It's a whole new world.
Sabrina Lee, Barbadian content creator and host of Bajan Lifestyles. Thank you so much
for
opening the batting with our new series, Travel Time with Suriname Airways. I'm Jason Bell, and I wish you all a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Fly Suriname Airways to Guyana for an amazing experience featuring twice weekly service from Bridgetown to Georgetown on Wednesdays and Sundays on our modern 737-800 jet aircraft, complete with catering and in-flight entertainment. With economy fares from as low as $174, Suriname Airways is your choice for travel to Guyana. Visit flysln.com or contact your travel agent today. Suriname Airways, your dream destination, our trusted wings.